One of the most overlooked facets of cinema concerns tone. Sure, story is important. We're talking about movies, so visuals are imperative. Acting is often key, and so on, with a blend of all these variables working toward what we hope is a quality whole. The degree to which that sense of whole ends up passing for art, though, often depends on tone. Read the screenplay for any Coen Brothers comedy, for example. On paper, the characters may seem weird, may talk strangely, and do unorthodox things, with or without wood chippers. But some directors, nevertheless, would use them to create an action film, or straight noir. Only the Coens can combine the variables of a script such as Fargo and turn them into what we know as the Coen comedy worldview. Take Salmon Fishing in the Yemen. British writer Paul Tordé's novel won critical acclaim for being a comically astute portrait of current British politics. As a movie directed by a veteran filmmaker Lasse Hallström, though, Salmon Fishing focuses on a love story that could have immigrated from a Nicholas Sparks screenplay. Emily Blunt plays Harriet, a consultant who is commissioned to do what, at first glance, seems both ridiculous and an utter waste of resources. Her client, a sheik from Yemen, wants to develop a haven for salmon fishing in his home country, a desert land with no actual permanent rivers. Harriet turns to no-nonsense Dr. Jones, played by Ewan McGregor, a British fisheries researcher who, understandably, wants nothing to do with the proposed project. It will get in the way of his serious work, you see, which includes cataloging information on the caddisfly, or something similarly abstruse and of interest to, oh, an audience of one. But as happens in such movies, the idea turns out to be workable. And, we gradually learn, the sheik's intention is more about bringing the modern world to Yemen than it is a rich man's appeasing of his own vanity. So Dr. Jones gradually turns around, and as his staid marriage slowly dissolves, and as Harriet's British army officer goes missing in Afghanistan, the two turn to each other. All this would be fine, except that Kristin Scott Thomas, in a role as the government press secretary, charges onto the screen and turns salmon fishing into the Yemen into a far different experience. In fact, every time Scott Thomas appears, Hallström's film lurches into a different gear, not necessarily better for fans of Nicholas Sparks-type bathos, but still clever and satirical and definitely different. The feeling never lasts, though. Hallström, even though working from a screenplay adapted by Simon Beaufoy, Oscar winner for Slumdog Millionaire, shows what most interests him by casting the handsome Tom Mizen as Harriet's love squeeze. Boasting an unmilitary yet perfectly fashionable model's beard, Mizen has the kind of calculated presence that makes the movie's ultimate ending, don't worry, I won't give it away, feel predictable to a fault. Might have been nice to have a surprise. Might have been intriguing had Hallström been more interested in satire than in mere sap. For whatever reason, Hallström decided not to adopt that kind of comic tone. Instead of a smooth ring, though, what he gives us sounds more like a sharp clunk. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.